Okay, let's actually look now at the action potential and what happens when you generate it. Remember, at minus 70, all the sodium voltage channels are closed, as are the potassium channels. And the other thing to remember is you have very high concentrations of sodium in your extracellular fluid, and you have very high concentrations of potassium in the intracellular fluid. So these two things are key to what's going to happen. So if you change the potential at all from minus 70 to say minus 69, then what's going to happen is some of those voltage regulated sodium channels are going to open. And when they open, some sodium's going to come in. And eventually you're going to hit a point where all the sodium channels open and sodium rushes in, and you get a value of about positive 30 millivolts. That only takes about 1 millisecond. By the time you hit plus 30, those sodium channels will now be closing, and they'll be in that stage where they're closed but unable to open. And by this stage, the potassium channels will be open. They open rather more slowly. So at about plus 30, the potassium channels are now open, and potassium will now rush out of the cell. And the potassium channels are rather slow to close, so instead of our membrane potential stopping when it gets back to the original minus 70, it tends to hyperpolarize a little bit, and then the potassium channels will close and it'll go back to its normal value. Now at the end of this, the whole action potential only took about 2 or 3 milliseconds. The last problem you have is you have a little bit too much sodium inside the cell and a little bit too much potassium outside the cell. So the final thing is you turn on the sodium potassium pump, and that moves sodium out and potassium back in. And we're really only talking about a tiny amount of sodium which came in or a tiny amount of potassium which came out. And there are hundreds of those sodium potassium pumps all over the membrane. The thing is, though, if you leave it, after you've done this so many times, you would build up too much sodium inside the cell and too much potassium outside the cell. Now, there are two really important things to remember about the action potential. And the first is the role of positive feedback in creating an action potential. When the channels first start to open, you've got to change the potential in some way from minus 70 to say minus 69. What'll happen is a little bit of sodium will come in, and then the potential will change from minus 69 to say minus 68. And that will cause more sodium channels to open, and then more sodium will flow in. And eventually you'll hit, hopefully, the magic value, which is called threshold, which could be around say minus 50, at which all the sodium channels will be open and sodium will rush in. And this is very important. It's important in helping achieve an action potential in the first place. And then you'll see, when you look at how the action potential travels, that it's also really important in allowing the action potential to travel along the axon. And then the second important feature to remember is that the sodium channels, when they first close at plus 30, are closed and inactivated. And this is going to be really important as well, because an action potential has got to travel along the axon. It'll start at the end closest to the cell body, and it'll go to the axon terminal. We only want it to go in one direction. We want it to head to the synapse. And because the channels, when they first close, are inactivated and unable to open, this will mean that the next part of the membrane, which is able to depolarize, will be in the same direction. So we won't have any action potentials going backwards.